Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the US Penny Stock Chartbreakers here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 8th of July. Starting off with the Yamana Gold, which I suppose is topical given the performance of gold, the metal at the moment. So we see the stock here near the best levels of the year to date, not surprisingly. Floor of the channel at the currently around the $5.20 level, and above that, we're looking for further upside. Hopefully towards the top of the January channel, the January resistance line there, up to $8, and that could be seen hopefully as soon as the end of next month. We've got the 50 and 200-day moving averages both rising quite strongly, as you would expect. Next stock is one which is doing rather better, I suppose, in relative terms than Yamana at the moment. Broadwind with a strong push to the upside within a rising trend channel from February. Support at this stage probably coming in at the initial, latter part of June's resistance around the $4.10 area, so above $4.10. Looking for further upside here up towards the top of the channel, up to $8 again, hopefully by the end of next month at the latest. This day generally back below 370, 375, and the floor of the channel really killing the idea of an ongoing breakout for the shares. The next contender is one that seems to be pretty well entrenched in terms of recovery, but obviously how far it can push back after the losses we saw in March remains to be seen. Rising trend channel from the beginning of March. Floor of the channel currently around $5.74. Above that, looking for further upside. End of week close, I suppose, above that early June resistance. And $7 would probably inspire confidence. But otherwise, above the floor of the channel, $5.75, then we are looking towards the March resistance line projection up to $9. Again, to be hit as soon as the end of next month. Another stock which may be worth watching over the near term is Corvus Pharmaceuticals. Here we've had the massive gap to the upside, almost sort of bear trap rebound really that we've got for the shares. Support so far coming in well above the pre-gap higher May resistance, which was normally, I suppose, towards $4.20. So above that, we are literally in full bull mode, looking for a top of 2020 price channel as high as $9. Things get a bit messy, I suppose. We might have an overlap around either side of the $4.20 area, but best case scenario would be that we don't break $4.75, which was yesterday's support area. We hold the gap to the upside at the top of the gap, and we head up towards $9, but that would be pretty impressive, let us say, given the massive turnaround that we've had in the stock already. On to another bullish contender at the moment, Hecla Mining. Here you can see that shares are breaking out of a near-term triangle at 320. So that is a helpful scenario. Got the 50 and 200-day moving averages rising well as well. So above 320, up to the we're looking up towards the top of the rising trend channel from the beginning of the year. Currently pointing to a target as high as $5.20. And again, the expectation is for that to be seen by the end of next month. So a nice risk-reward play at the moment, risking, 30 to 40 cents and looking for $2 to $3 perhaps as the upside there. We were rather upset that Yamana hadn't really moved too much as far as the upside is concerned with gold, but no such quibbles with Harmony Gold Mining here. We've had gaps all the way over the last few weeks, last month especially. Gaps to the upside unfilled as well. Even though we've gone up a long way, we could still hit the top of that rising trend channel from January up towards the $6.80 to or even $7 level. Stop loss at this stage probably back at least back below the latest gap, which is around $5.05, which is a rather large one in percentage terms. Anywhere within that gap that we've had between $5.10 and $5.25 would be an alternative stop loss, but obviously that is a riskier play in terms of more likely to be hit. But anyway, there we are with Harmony and looking good for a target towards the $7 area. Next up, a stock which is also looking pretty strong, pretty vibrant at the moment, MICT or MICT. Here we can see that we've got a rising trend channel in place since basically before the beginning of the year. We've just cleared the early July resistance around the $2.40 level, and above that on an end of day close basis, looking to $3.50, which is the top of the late 2019 trend channel, price channel that I've just expanded the shares to. Current situation, obviously, the shares are quite overbought, so there's a risk of a bit of jiggery pokery either side of the $2.40 area, perhaps down to $2.20 to $2.10 as a worst case scenario. But at least while we're above that area, looking forward to $3.50 plus for that particular situation. On to another bullish contender, Electromechanica. Here we've got a beautiful gap to the upside, sort of a bull flag now within that gap that we've got there, and potential up to the top of that August, that August resistance line projection heading towards $8, and that target really valid while we hold above the top of the gap at $3.90 to $4.10 over the near term. Last stock of the day is one that is looking pretty healthy as well. Siku Holdings. Here you can see that we've had a what amounts to a bear trap gap reversal. And a double bottom as well. So very, very bullish signals there, very, very bullish patterns there. And above the 50-day moving average at $3.25, initial target here up to the 200-day moving average around the $4.87 mark. And obviously, we could actually see a lot more as well. If you're looking at this to be in a trend channel, which is can be drawn like this, then $5 would be the initial target, but we could actually head back up towards $6 or $7 if this is a proper bear trap rebound for the shares. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.